Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Matthew 13, where Jesus tells loads of stories. When my kids were young, they loved one-minute mysteries, where I'd craft a scenario, and they'd have to work out the mysterious circumstances of a crime scene. There was always that aha moment when they'd light up and finally solve the case. The white spot was a parachute for the man in the desert. Jesus' stories today are like that. In verse 3, we're told, "Then he told them many things in parables." A parable is a word picture or story that illustrates a deep spiritual truth with everyday common objects. In Jesus' first parable, it's a farmer sowing seeds in his fields, something they would see almost every day. Let's continue in verse 3. "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear." Now, Jesus will explain this parable later in the chapter. The seed is the message of the kingdom, and Satan snatches the seed away from people who don't understand, so it never takes root. But then there are those where the seed seems to take root, but the sun is like persecution or hardship. They find following Jesus too hard, and they walk away. Then there are others who hear, understand, and think about it, but other things just seem more important. Like weeds, it gets choked out. But finally, the good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands. But not only that, it produces real fruit in their lives and multiplies out to others. It's an amazing illustration, but before he explains it, the disciples ask him why he's speaking in riddles, pictures, parables, rather than just speaking plainly. Apparently, the disciples just didn't get it, and they kind of rat themselves out here. "Jesus, why speak in parables?" Jesus' answer may shock you in verse 11. He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." Remember, Matthew the accountant likes things organized in rows, columns, and in their pretty little boxes. This goes back to the previous chapter when Jesus thanked his Father that God had not revealed everything to everyone, but had hidden certain things from certain people. Looking at you, Pharisees. So Jesus continues to explain by quoting the Old Testament. "This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them." So the problem wasn't Jesus speaking in parables. It was the condition of the people's heart. Let's continue in verse 16. "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Okay, so this is like the one-minute mysteries, kind of like the parables themselves. Some people get them, and some people don't. But the difference between those who do and those who don't has to do with the Spirit of God revealing the deeper meaning. If you're like the seed that the bird snatches away, then you just think Jesus is speaking about some guy sowing seeds. Oh, bummer. He's having pretty bad luck. But if you've had that Holy Spirit aha moment, you see it. A parable puts you in the middle of the story and you realize, wait, that's me. It goes from being a message or story to being an experience, one that you're having with Jesus. So Jesus explains the parable to them, but then tells them a few more, a bit like when my kids can't solve the one-minute mysteries, and we've got some legendary ones in the Jones house that they've never cracked to this day. so I'll tell them some easier ones. In the same way, Jesus tells the parable of the wheat and tares, where the wheat and tares grow up together and look the same, but one has wheat kernels on it, but the tares or weeds don't. The servants ask the master in verse 28, "Do you want us to go and pull the weeds up?" "No," he answers, "because while you're pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Okay, how'd you do on that one? Did you see that there will always be fake Christians or people who seem to be following God but aren't? They go to church, they do all the religious things, but there's no spiritual fruit? Okay, on to the next parable. Jesus tells a mustard seed story in verse 32. "Though it is the smallest of seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree. So the birds come and perch in its branches." He told them still another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." Both of these parables have to do with something very small expanding very quickly, like flour with yeast mixed into it, or the tiny mustard seed becoming a towering tree. In 300 short years, by the way, Christianity permeated the known world. Verse 36, "Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.'" Okay, so the disciples are still stuck on the earlier parable. Jesus, we still don't get it. So Jesus explains it again. This time he goes deeper and he tells a couple more parables to keep them guessing, just like me and my kids. Let's read them. Verse 44. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." What I love about these two stories is that they sound nearly the same, but they're so different. Both involve people finding something of extreme value and giving all they have to obtain it. But the difference between them is that one person finds a kingdom accidentally, like a man stumbling over buried treasure in a field, whereas the other one was looking for it. And you know what? People find the kingdom both ways. Some are searching for truth, others just aren't. But when they both find it, it becomes everything to them. Lastly, Jesus tells them one more about a fish caught in a net, something that his fishermen, the majority of the disciples, are going to understand. Then Jesus asks in verse 51, "Have you understood all these things?" "Yes," they replied. I'm not sure I believe them this time. Maybe they're just saying it because minute mysteries are hard. But one thing we do know, Jesus knows that not everybody gets him. But I'm glad that the disciples didn't understand everything. You see, like you, I'm still coming to understand these parables in a deeper way. Even today, reading and prepping to talk to you, I got some deeper truths out of these. Sometimes I see myself in them in new ways, and other times I struggle with not only what they mean, but how they apply to my life. Sometimes, though, it seems they're reading me more than I'm reading them. Jesus' one-minute mysteries are mysterious, and they keep searching us and taking us deeper into the mysteries of spiritual truths about the kingdom of God. Well, I'm going to leave you now to spend time alone with God, wrestling with Him yourself on your journey through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.